James White joins us now. How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. Help us out here. We were just having this philosophical argument. No particular play, but just in general. Do you like video replay of calls in the NFL?
I mean, it's good and bad to it, I guess.
Don't you get frustrated when you look at a replay and say, oh, well, that's clearly a touchdown, and then they say, the call of the field stands, no touchdown?
Yeah, I mean, it's in their hands, so, I mean, you just got to go with what they call, unfortunately, but that's just the way it goes.
Were you watching Ravens-Chargers? Did you watch that whole thing live?
Yeah, I watched that game.
Any takeaways from it?
I mean, they're a good football team. Good defensive line, very explosive, and they have a good defense as a whole, and they cause a lot of turnovers, so got to be at our best. They're going to come ready to play. They've won a playoff game already, so they got a little energy and momentum, and they're going to come in here ready to go on Sunday.
I asked Trey this question. I'm curious to get your take. Do you get anything from watching a game on TV, or is it just, does it not help you at all in preparation?
You can get a little bit from watching it. I mean, as a football player, it's not that hard to see from that far or whatever angle they're showing on TV. So you can pick up a little few things, and you're watching on your iPad or in here in the building still, and get a little finer points too.
Of course, you were college teammates with Melvin Gordon. You going to talk to him this week at all, or how does that work?
I'm sure I'll talk to him at some point, man. It'd be good to go up against him and Watt. They've been having a good year, and I mean, it's always good to compete against those guys.
When you watch their ability to put pressure on the quarterback and what they were doing with Lamar Jackson, I would think that running backs who can block and help their quarterback stay safe are going to be at a premium this weekend.
That's always important. I mean, we have a good offensive line, have a good defensive line, it'd be a great matchup. And for us as running backs, you got to do our part as well, giving Tom enough time to read out the coverage and find the open guys. So, I mean, it'd be an extremely big challenge. They have Bosa, you know, Ingram, Corey Legit. They have some rookies in there that are making plays, too. So, I mean, they have a lot of guys.
Did Joey Bosa go to your high school,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, my high school, too, yeah.
Did you guys overlap at all? Or was he too young?
He was a freshman when I was a senior, okay. I believe.
Did you guys ever lose a football game ever?
We did, yeah.
just ridiculous. No, but that the defense, and we were talking about it before, how their game plan against the Ravens is probably going to be very different than their game plan against you guys, I would assume. They played like a million guys in the secondary trying to, you know, because of Lamar Jackson.
I mean, you never really know. Yeah. It's however they think, you know, best fits their matchup against us. It could be that. It may not be. I mean, you kind of got to see the first couple drives of the game, kind of declare yourself, see what they're trying to do, and kind of go from there.
We were talking about that earlier. They had seven defensive backs who played 60 of 61 defensive snaps. They had two linebackers who played one snap each.
Yeah.
Hard to believe you're going to see that sort of game plan. It's almost like that game film doesn't help you at all.
It could to an extent. You never know. I mean, they did a good job with it. So, I mean, if they want to use it, they might use it. Those guys did a good job of that on Sunday. And, I mean, they played well in the running game and in the passing game. So, I mean, you never really know.
Yeah, and it seems like their secondary, although not tested that much in the game yesterday, they got some guys there. I mean, they got some young guys that are really good. But it seems like every level. I know Tom Brady was on with our morning show, and he was saying how every level, like it's not just Bosa and Ingram that they have that can cause, you know, problems for you guys.
Yeah, they have guys in the secondary and the linebacker position. Right. I mean, they didn't get to play that much on Sunday, but they have guys there, guys that make plays and can turn the ball over. Hayward's a really good corner. They got Derwin James having a good year, and they have the slot corner, Desmond King,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
He's been playing good, too, special teams as well. So, I mean, they have a lot of guys out there that can make plays.
You played collegiately at Wisconsin. You've played in some bad weather. Long-range forecast for Sunday is cold and snow. Is it true that the offensive player has the advantage in bad conditions like that? You know where you're going and the defensive player doesn't?
No, I mean, both sides of the ball have to deal with the elements. No one side has a upper hand on the other. You just got to deal with it and play football. That's what it's going to be in Foxborough in January. It's going to be cold. So,
do you like playing in those conditions?
Got to deal with it, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we can figure that one out.
Got to deal with it.
Now, unfortunately, Josh Gordon not finishing the year with you guys, but you were able to have a couple of games with the group that is here. Does that sort of at least help, you know, Philip Dorsett get a little bit more run and you sort of know, all right, these are the guys that we have for the rest of the way?
I mean, we have guys that – those guys have been practicing hard all year long. Philip, you know, Chris Hogan, CP, those guys are explosive players as well. So they've been practicing all year, making plays, and, I mean, they've always been ready whenever the opportunity presents itself. So we have extreme confidence in those guys.
What do you feel the state of your offense is right now as you get ready for your first playoff game?
I'm just going to come out and from the first drive to the last drive, just got to execute for four quarters, play with one another, play for each other, and just don't turn the ball over, and I think we'll be all right.
feel like in these playoff games, you're always good for at least one kind of crazy trick play. You guys got something up your sleeve here you can share with me and Dale?
We'll see what happens, man. We'll see what happens.
How's your arm? Can you throw? Like, what are we going to see?
I don't know.
When was the last time you threw a pass in a game?
College. I threw two passes in college, went 1 for 2 with a touchdown, 1 yard touchdown.
Hey, it's a touchdown to touchdown.
A 1 yard touchdown. So we're not talking about arm strength here necessarily.
Not at all.
And did you throw to Melvin Gordon or tie it all together?
Do it to a tight end.
Oh, okay.
Man, you had to give up a 1 yard touchdown run to throw it to a tight end.
It's all right. I had a couple of touchdowns that game. Yeah. It was actually against Rex in Nebraska.
When oh,
played
funny.
In the Big Ten Championship. So it was
nice.
Well, best of luck to you this weekend. You finally get to step back out on the football field. It should be fun.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Are you Alabama or Clemson tonight?
It's tough to go against Alabama.
Yeah.
Be a good game. Look, Clemson has a chance, though, for sure. They have a good team. So.
Do you hate rooting for Alabama? Or not rooting for, but having to pick them?
Hey, I mean, they're a good football team. Yeah. It's tough to beat those guys. Good yeah. coach.
Yep.
They're good on every level.
You'll have to listen to some woofing from your own locker room from guys.
I mean, Hightower doesn't do too much talking.
No.
He just, you know, he's just like...
He's like, I could talk every single day if I wanted to, so I'm just not going to.
No point.
Yeah.
James, we appreciate it. Thanks.
No problem.
James White joining us here on Sports Radio, WEEI.